from Vermont Public Radio. This is The Frequency. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Epp. It's Thursday, July 2nd. Today on the podcast, a summer without baseball.
You know, those people I, of course, feel bad for as well, too, because it's a, you know, it's a massive void. You know, it's going to be a pretty big hole this summer as far as filling people's time.
First, today's headlines.
The state continues to move past recent small outbreaks of COVID-19. The Department of Health reported just 2 new cases yesterday, and the day before, there were no new cases. Only one person died in the month of June. One person is currently hospitalized with the disease, and more than 66,000 tests have been administered.
It's officially against the law to throw food scraps in the trash. Vermonters can either compost their food waste themselves, bring it to a transfer station, or have a hauler pick it up. Also this week, a ban on single-use plastics goes into effect. Stores and restaurants must discontinue the use of plastic carry-out bags, straws, stirrers, and most polystyrene containers.
And Governor Phil Scott continues to resist a statewide mask order. But he revealed yesterday that the state is going to launch a PR campaign aimed at those who still aren't wearing masks.
So, Anna, it's official. There will be no minor league baseball this summer. And this is the point in the show where our executive producer, Mark Davis, wants me to quote the lyrics of the song Centerfield by John Fogerty, which I'm not going to do. But I will say that this means that no one will be playing center field for the Vermont Lake Monsters this summer, who will not be playing at Centennial Field in Burlington. The team is affiliated with the Oakland A's organization, and it's also been listed among the minor league clubs that could lose their connection with Major League Baseball under a future contract. And for more on this, I talked with the Lake Monsters general manager, Joe Dowd. What was your reaction when you found out that there would not be a season this year?
Upsetting. You know, it's a bummer. You know, I think, you know, our season officially had been delayed, you know, indefinitely as of, we were supposed to open on June 18th. You know, so I think it was, you know, wasn't a giant shock given COVID-19 and both the national and, of course, you know, statewide implications and guidelines and whatnot. You know, certainly is a bummer, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. Well, so now that the season is officially not happening, what does that mean for the Lake Monsters' finances? Are you going to be able to stay afloat till next season?
Yeah, you know, it's an unprecedented time for sure. Minor league baseball has been around, I believe, since the early 1900s. I think it's 1901. This is the first season that's ever not happened, essentially. You know, I think we're going to be in good shape here, certainly. We've really shifted a lot of our focuses to the things that, you know, we can control and, you know, are able to, you know, still bring in some revenue. So our merchandise sales have actually been phenomenal. We've had incredible both local and national support on that. And then, you know, now that this announcement is official, you know, we've been working certainly also a little bit more quietly about looking at other ways to use the facility and our resources. And we hope here within the next week or so to have some stuff rolled out to the public. So, you know, there won't be baseball, but you know, we're certainly staying busy.
And what would that look like? I mean, can you say what ways you could use the facilities that could bring in revenue?
I'm not there yet, but definitely some fun stuff.
And in terms of your staff, are you able to pay your staff this summer?
Yeah. So we have local ownership who's been fantastic through this whole thing. You know, we're one of the fewer teams in the industry who've been able to maintain our staff.
As I mentioned earlier, the Lake Monsters have been on a list of teams that could lose their affiliation with the major leagues. What would that mean for the Lake Monsters if that affiliation was lost?
You know, it would be unfortunate, that's for sure. You know, those conversations, they're still ongoing. Basically, the agreement ends at the end of September. I don't really have a lot on that just because nothing has been finalized. And, you know, those conversations have been a little bit on hold. Everybody's trying to kind of focus on the short term. And I'm going to guess those conversations would start back up at some point here. But, you know, we're hoping for the best.
Well, I guess just given the uncertainty around that issue, as well as the loss of this season, how confident do you feel in the longer term future of the Lake Monsters being in Burlington?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to say, you know, with those negotiations, again, because they're ongoing. You know, I think the challenge is that, you know, it's unless you're at the table and it's really hard to speculate on what's being said or not being said. Major League Baseball has, you know, very publicly stated that there's, you know, a plan for there's 160 minor league baseball teams across the country, and there's a plan for all 160 of those markets who have baseball, certainly. So, again, I really don't know. I really can't comment on what the long term may look like, but just based on what Major League Baseball has said, you know, I think there would be some sort of plan, certainly. So.
Well, just finally, Joe, looking forward to this summer, obviously without baseball in Burlington, what will you miss most about not having a normal baseball season at Centennial Field this year?
Kind of everything, I guess. That's a tough one. You know, Burlington and Vermont certainly is a very small state. It's a very small community. We play 38 home games as part of our schedule, and, you know, we're doing about 85,000 fans over the course of those 38 games in a 2.5 month window. It is a fair amount of people who come through the gates as far as, you know, the size of the state and certainly the size of the community. It's certainly tough to, you know, have spent the whole off season working towards that and, you know, lining up our giveaways and promotional schedule and all the kind of back end work that goes into the season. And then from the community side, you know, again, there are a lot of fans, you know, both who are more consistent, you know, season ticket holders and our mini plan holders and, you know, host families and whatnot who come out to, you know, a fair amount of our games. But also there's a lot of fans who, you know, every year it's their first game with their child or grandchild maybe, and it's, you know, their first time at Centennial and first time experiencing professional baseball, and you know, those people I of course feel bad for as well too, because it's a, you know, it's a massive void. You know, it's going to be a pretty big hole this summer as far as filling people's time. So it's sad on all ends, certainly, and I'm sad internally for our office and our staff here, but, you know, certainly, you know, sympathize with all of our fans and people who are going to miss Lake Monsters games this summer. Yeah.
Joe Dowd is the general manager of the Vermont Lake Monsters. Joe, thanks for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And Henry, I know you're just getting back from a couple days off, but I feel a personal obligation to pass along this reminder from the Fish and Wildlife Department. You need to get your moose permit application in by Wednesday. The hunt this year will be confined to the northeast part of Vermont, which has the highest moose density in the state at more than one moose per square mile. Moose density like that means they're more likely to be negatively affected by winter ticks. Lower moose density means fewer ticks, which the state says helps the overall moose population. So really, it's in everyone's best interest if you score a permit and take a moose this season, Henry.
I wish, you know, I haven't even seen a moose in Vermont. I've looked, I've been out there, I've looked for them, have not yet seen a moose in the 3 years that I've lived in this state. So my chances of getting a moose as a hunter, I feel like are low.
If you want to tell us your own moose story, you can email us at thefrequency@vpr.org, and you can also find us on Twitter at @thefrequencyvpr.
Our executive producer and executive moose hunter is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. We will not be talking to you tomorrow, but we will be back on Monday, and we'll talk to you then. I haven't seen a moose in a long time.
Yeah.
They're huge. They're bigger than you think they are.
Yeah. I've seen them in other places. I saw one on the, like in a highway median. That was kind of sad in like Maine.
A dead one? Or a stuck one?
No, it was alive. It was like, it somehow got like between an on-ramp and like an interstate in Maine. And game wardens and police were all there trying to get it off.
So
this has just become sort of a sad story. I'm sorry. I think it made it out okay. I think that moose was okay.